Because it's Tuesday at 10 o'clock, we're talking to our favorite Dave Simons, partner and managing director at One Private Wealth. Dave, good to talk to you this week.
As always, Amy, how was your weekend?
Well, it was delightful. It was relaxing. Yep. Had a pretty chill weekend. Ronge saw Oasis. And
up in Chicago, by the way?
Up in Chicago.
Yeah, man, I'm jealous.
Well,
you missed out, man.
I bet.
With all that money you got, you could have paid for those like $3,000 tickets. Why didn't you?
Well, who says I don't have the Gallagher brothers at my house?
That could be true. You got a pad like that. They're going to swing on by.
I think they're in New York.
Anyway. Well, Dave, the topic of conversation, not joking, was the lottery and the $1.3 billion jackpot.
Yeah.
Now, since I feel pretty good about it, that I think I'm going to win, what is the very, very first thing? I mean, the first thing I do when I win the lottery?
After you call me.
Okay. Well, okay. Is it call you?
Well, actually, okay, let's be serious about
no,
this.
No, I'm being serious. Yeah, yes. What do I do?
So you do not go public. Now, I know that they require you at some time, so fine. You'll eventually, your name will be known across the fruited plain. But before you contact the lottery officials that you are the person, you get in front of an estate planning attorney.
Okay.
A financial advisory team and a CPA. You have to develop this team first. You need to get everything in order, especially from a legal standpoint. You need to have trusts ready to go. And then above that, you have to have someone as a, whether it's a trusted person within one of those three entities or a good friend who would lay their life on the line for you. And I'm serious about this. To be a little bit of a protection for you, because everybody and his brother is going to come out of the woodwork and say, hey, remember me? I'm your long lost Uncle Charlie. And we go way back. And then you're going to have people who are going to find out where you live, Amy, they will. Mm-hmm. And they'll come knocking on your door from well-intentioned groups like charities to people who are not so well-intentioned to try to convince you to buy some annuity or whatever. You don't even want to be in your house. And I'm serious about that.
Wow.
I have talked to some other lottery winners about this very thing in the past, and you need to find whether it's either a family member or because you got the money now, or maybe you don't have it yet, but you will. You just go hang out at a hotel for a while. Get off the grid while you're working with this estate planning attorney and figuring out how you're going to divvy up the money and what charities you want this to. You're going to be setting up foundations. It's a long process, but a serious one. This is why, guys, people go broke and end up in a worse place than before they even won the lottery because they make a mess of it.
So this was my thing. Jokingly, I always say if I win a Powerball, the first thing I'm doing is hiring a no person whose job it is just to tell people no.
Yes.
So I'm not too far off, right?
That's exactly right. That gets back to that trusted person that you need in your life who is going to say no. It also goes to these young athletes that don't come from anything and now have signed some $50 million contract. The problem is they don't have the right people around them. They will give in. It's hard to have friends come out who are also hurting maybe financially and who have been a good friend since you were young to not give them money and then not to go into some business with them. Hey, I've got this great real estate idea in Arizona and then lose all that. Unfortunately, it happens all the time because they don't have that no person.
Dave, this level of detail probably seems hilarious because the chances of winning are so low. But you're literally saying if I have the winning ticket in my hand, I would reach out to an estate planner, an advisory team, and a CPA before I even let the lottery know that I won.
Absolutely. You want to have all these documents in place. You want to have... As soon as you get the money, that's where it's going. Because here's what's going to happen. As soon as you go public, that's when everybody is going to come after you, whether with good intentions, but more likely than not, poor intentions, and they will come knocking on your door. You, like I said, you want to get off the grid. I know it sounds dramatic, but I'm telling you, that's the only way to make sure that you are not going to end up on the trash heap of former big winners.
What about if you don't win the Powerball? Because there are smaller winners who maybe win $10 million or $5 million because a certain number of matches were made. Same thing? Like if you're
not necessarily. I don't think you need to go stay at a hotel or anything. But yeah, I would say if it's above 10 million, Amy, I would still make sure that you talk to these other folks before you go public. Already have people who are estate planning attorneys, the financial guy and the CPA person. And also people you know you can trust who are not also going to slip this out in the public. You want this really tightly sealed. But can I disabuse you of one notion?
Yes.
I'm sorry. You are not going to win.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be the curmudgeon here and take away anyone's fun at all. But the odds of Amy Markscores or anybody that you know winning are basically zero.
Well, hold on. Are my odds better than hers?
Unfortunately not.
Oh.
This is disappointing to hear.
Hmm. Well, here's a great analogy that I like to use. So apparently the odds of winning this ticket are 1 in 292 million. Interestingly, we have 260 million U.S. adults 18 and over. So almost 1-to-1. Now think about this. You ask every adult 18 and over in the U.S. to stand outside right now. Everybody. And if you're bald like me, make sure you put on a hat, all that good stuff. Okay. So we send up some drone into the upper atmosphere higher than a jet can go. And that drone is going to drop a feather down over the United States of America. Now, that feather is going to take its time going through all the wind currents and all that, and it's going to drop somewhere in Montana or New Jersey or Arkansas or Hannibal, Missouri or whatever. Now, do you realize the silliness of the odds? The chances of that feather dropping closest to Amy Markscores in the continental United States is practically zero. So as I've always said, in these, I'm not talking about smaller lotteries, of course. It's always the big one with these 292 million odds. Not only will you not win, but you won't even know anybody who knows the person who will win. I know. Have a nice day. I'm a life of the party, but that's just the reality.
Okay, so what I heard you say that Amy has no chance, but what about me?
We get back to you, Chris. Unfortunately, still
same?
No
that's
chance.
That's stupid.
Yeah, no
right.
chance. But then again, I'm not a gamble guy. I go to Vegas for shows and stuff. I saw the Eagles at the Sphere. I give myself $100 every time to gamble. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't want to give back to the casinos and all that. But I still have a good time there. So go ahead and play for entertainment. And by the way, as you lay in bed tonight and you dream of what you're going to do with this money, that's fun. But just know the reality when you go to bed Wednesday, it didn't happen.
So Robert is watching us on YouTube and says, so the chances aren't zero? That's also what I'm hearing, that it's not 0.0.
Well, it's basically like Jim Carrey, right? So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
Well,
okay,
in that movie, it was 1,000,000 to 1, which was still not good. This is 292 million.
Do you know what's
to one.
Really interesting? So in 2023, we were talking about this weekend, too. Now, this was a smaller lottery because this was a state lotto. It was a lotto jackpot in the state of Texas. And a group of men somehow connived to purchase 26 million lottery tickets.
I saw that.
Yes, nearly every possible number combination. And they won the $95 million jackpot. And the Texas Lottery Commission had to change the rules to keep that from happening again.
I always thought that was a possibility during these things, because you look at the odds, not the 292 to, you know, the million, but these ones that might be, 80,000 to one, you might win a few thousand bucks or whatever. It's something that would work in your favor barely if you won. And I thought, well, then why wouldn't you do something like that? Well, to your point, Amy, that's exactly what those gentlemen in Texas did. They won and all the rules had to be changed.
That's crazy.
just for
genius.
Just for a little bit of clarity here, a texter reminds us that Missouri is one of those states that you can remain anonymous if you win. Illinois is also one of those states.
Is that right?
But Missouri changed the law a year and a half ago or 2 years ago because I was so excited because I didn't want to win, you know, until then. And that's why I didn't play until.
So, and Illinois apparently only for winners over 250,000. So if you win more than a quarter million, then you can stay anonymous in Illinois.
Well, there you go. That's great to know. But still, obviously, you want to, like I said at the beginning, to get those three entities involved. You don't have to be in such a rush, obviously. I better get this done before I'm forced to go public. But you still want to follow that plan of action for sure.
And I would also never tell anybody. I would just disappear.
So you really would go off the grid forever.
Yeah, probably.
I'd get a new pair of brown shoes and I'd take tennis lessons.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
And I would vanish. You'd think that I went to the mountains. No, I'm just gone. You'll never see me or hear from me again.
So what I'm hearing is we don't hear you on Camo X anymore.
Absolutely. I'm not even going to tell him I quit. I'm just leaving.
He'll be in Chicago.
You just don't show up.
I just won't show up.
Yeah.
That'll be the end of it.
And I said a couple of years ago, it was 2021 that Missouri changed their law allowing lottery winners to remain anonymous.
Got it. Yes. Got it.
So now I like that, actually.
I like that. I'm glad these states are doing that. I think that's important, especially at those levels where it can actually be dangerous. You hear these horror stories. Yeah. I mean, there have been murders over this kind of stuff before.
Yeah.
Humans and money, that can be a dangerous
mix. Last thing here, because we have a couple of people have asked, What is the take home after taxes? We've always heard take that lump sum, take the cash payout, even though it's a lot less than the actual jackpot. So it's like $1.3 billion, but you would take home $589 and then taxes come out. Is that the best thing to do?
Well, if I won, that's what I would do. I would take that, and then after you pay tax, you're talking a little. You'd only keep a little bit more than half. I say only. You're still looking at over a quarter billion dollars. Yeah, exactly. But if you don't trust yourself, and this is hard to do, man, I'm telling you, you might take that lifetime annuity or the 30-year payout or whatever that is, because that could keep people out of trouble to say, man, I keep blowing this and I keep having bad deals. I've learned my lesson. I'm glad that I still have another 25 years of multi-million dollar payouts. That might, and overall, you'll actually get more money longer term if you do that. But I don't know how many. I haven't heard many stories of people actually doing that, even though it might be the best thing for them.
But I also haven't heard a ton of lottery stories in general.
Yeah.
I don't think, other than the ones that are scandalous, like he was murdered.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Dave Simons?
Please, either one of you,
yes,
please prove me wrong. I actually am rooting for the two of you.
I'll throw you a couple bucks.
Okay, thanks.
I'll let you buy back that stock that you sold years ago, whatever it was.
Berkshire Hathaway.
Berkshire Hathaway. Yes. I'll help you get
and
back
Dave,
in.
Dave, you can take tennis lessons with me.
Yeah.
I will do it. I lettered in tennis in high school, and I haven't played in years. I want to get back to it. I will do it.
Perfect.
Dave Simons, partner and managing director of One Private Wealth. You are the best. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Amy. Have a great rest of your week.